Let's talk finance now, and confidence that the economic recovery in the United States this year will be sustained is continuing to buoy global share markets. Our business editor, Cheryl Bagwell, joins us. Cheryl, hello.
Good morning, Fran.
Cheryl, rises on Wall Street on Sunday, augurs well for our market this morning?
Well, on Friday, actually, Fran. Yes, the Australian share market was one of the few markets to fall last week. It fell half of 1% over the week on some mixed economic data, and of course, a rather dour federal budget, which is heralding tax increases and spending cuts in the years ahead. US shares climbed more than 2%, though. European stocks were up 1.2% over the week last week, despite news that the Eurozone remained in recession in the March quarter. Japanese shares were the best performers of the week, though. They rose 3.6% after Japanese GDP growth came in much higher than expected. It jumped nearly 1% in the March quarter. This morning, though, our market is tipped to have a positive start. Futures trading is pointing to a 19 points gain on opening, and that was after some really strong US consumer sentiment data came out on Friday night. That in turn also saw the US dollar continue this rally it's been experiencing, while gold fell in response.
And the US dollar strength's pointing to further Aussie dollar weakness this week?
Yes, that appears to be the sentiment right now. After falling below parity, the Aussie dollar is forecast to test support levels at around 96 US cents this week. At the moment, it's hovering around 97.4 US cents, and that's 6 cents lower than it was just 2 weeks ago. I'd be very cautious, though, about predicting with any certainty how far the dollar might fall, because it really has nothing to do with what's happening here. It's everything to do with what's happening in the US, and in particular, whether the recovery will cause the US Federal Reserve to start winding back its bond buying program. On Wednesday, Fran, the minutes of the last Fed meeting plus Ben Bernanke speaking before Congress could give markets a clearer picture on what the timetable for that withdrawal might be. But I'll have more when I return just before 7 a.m.
Thanks very much, Cheryl. Cheryl Bagwell, our business editor.